Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And, besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
And the crowd goes wild with excitement and anticipation. You are listening to the Mark Unger Show, the show where we discuss all things concerning
marriage.
I am, of course, Mark Unger.
I haven't got a brain.
And along with me today is the darling Miss Diane Brierly.
What have I done to deserve this?
And Ross Allen Skorzewski. We have to watch Ross. We're not quite sure what will happen when he opens his mouth, because
you never know what you're going to get.
Also engineering the show today, the talented, the amazing, the incomparable Timothy Ray, pushing buttons, twisting knobs, and struggling to stay awake during this incredibly rambling radio program. This is the show where we answer your marital questions, dilemmas, challenges, discuss the latest thoughts on marriage and relationships, and pontificate upon them, because all that really matters on this show is what I think, because I love me.
You are the great pontificator.
Yes, the pontificator of all. Anyway, how you guys doing today? Wonderful.
Good.
On yourself.
How are you?
Sounds like fire.
It does. It's a better
crackling fire.
Cough jobs.
Hey, you know what just came out?
What?
On Blu-ray. You know, I have my little theater here.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very small theater, only seats 150 people.
Not quite, but...
Four people. Nice little theater.
It is. It's very nice.
I got a new projector.
It would fit more than that if you had the right seats.
You have not seen the new projector.
No, I have not.
It is quite brilliant, because it's very bright. Hence the newness of it.
And it's brilliant and it's bright. And yes. What did you get to play on it?
The Princess Bride.
On Blu-ray.
Is now out on Blu-ray.
There's a shortage of perfect breasts in this world.
And we're very excited about it.
So have you watched it yet?
No, not yet.
Okay.
So you have to come over and watch it. I'm sure you want to drive all the way from...
Two hours away.
Where the world you live.
Actually, aren't you closer to the center of the state of Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's closer to the center of the universe.
I am the center of the universe, and don't you ever forget it.
That's a black hole.
You find new ways to insult me every day, Ross.
The problem with this program is everyone has such low self-esteem and personal opinions of ourselves. Mm-hmm. Anyway, if you have a question, marital dilemma, argument maybe you guys are having that... you can't settle and you're driving each other crazy, just say, let's see what Mark Unger has to say. You can email your questions, dilemmas, troubles, whatever, to radio@markungershow.com. That's G-U-N-G-O-R. Sounds like E-R, but that would be hunger. I used to have a phone number, Gunger, 1-800-GUNGER.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But people kept spelling it E-R.
And what did they call instead?
Well, they were calling, what's that, a hunger organization? I can't remember.
Oh, Feed the Children or something?
Like
UNICEF
yeah,
or whatever?
Because they kept calling hunger. Because G and H were the same number.
Yes.
They spell E-R.
Oh, so they would get the hunger.
Yeah,
I see.
So, I don't know. Good for the people trying to feed people. But
I wonder if they picked up some business from you.
Anyway, so what have we got to begin today's program?
We have a story. You'll like this one because you talk of this all the time in terms of parents trying to make everything just worry-free, stress-free, problem-free for their kids, because they have done a study that proves that what doesn't kill you may make you stronger. So adversity is... adversity is actually good for you. It tells us that there's a lot of research that shows that adverse experiences can leave us more vulnerable to stress and can lead to lower levels of mental health and well-being. Fortunately, a new study from the University of Buffalo, which followed subjects for a span of 3 years, found that some adversity...
They studied buffaloes?
No, they didn't study buffaloes. They studied at the University of Buffalo.
Ah, I thought it was a buffalo study.
I don't think there was.
There's a difference between a human study done in Buffalo,
a buffalo study.
Than a study done on buffaloes.
On buffaloes.
Right.
Just
way
so
different.
We're clear, because we don't want to confuse people on the show.
No, furry.
Because anyone who actually is listening to the show is already confused in the first place for actually taking time to listen to the show.
Yes.
So this way, we got to make it clear. All right.
I'm sure there were no...
This is not a buffalo study.
Hairy mammals
it's a study
with four
done
legs involved.
In Buffalo. Okay.
Right. Some adversity does seem to make us stronger than those with a life of either no adverse life experiences or those with serious struggles. So it's not having an overabundance of adversity or having no adversity. It's somewhere in that happy medium.
So having no adversity is worse for you?
Having no adversity is worse. And having
too much adversity,
a plethora
of adversity
is too bad.
Adversity.
Mm-hmm.
So you have just to have the proper right level of adversity,
and then it's good.
That's
for
why
you
guys will live to 110 because you do the show every day.
It gives me the
it's
proper
the
amount.
Right level of adversity.
Yes.
The question is, how long are you going to live, though?
140. I'll outlive you all. You'll all be dead, Nels. That's the big one. All right.
The researchers also found that people with a history of some lifetime adversity, not none and not copious amounts, appeared less... None or copious is bad. Appeared less negatively affected by recent adverse events than other individuals. So if you had to cope with adversity in your past, you coped with it better in the present.
Ross has a hat on and a scarf.
And
is
also a track jacket and two shirts underneath it.
Are you cold?
Is that cold?
No, I'm just comfortable. Okay. This is great. I mean, it's
okay.
Wonderful.
You
forget where we live.
I only have a t-shirt and I do have a scarf on.
So you should be fatter.
I should be fatter?
Yeah, that's fat people generate their own heat. That's why I'm warm.
I would rather not look like a burrito.
Hey! You say that like it's a bad thing.
See, I have this problem. I can't wear the sweaters because when the hot flashes kick
she's
in.
She's having hot flashes all the time over here, this one.
I have to be
it's because of laughter or something else.
Shows, she's going to spontaneously combust. When we do the show, she just go up in flames and we'll just keep going.
Oh, my.
Anyway, in effect, what they're saying is what doesn't kill you does appear to make you stronger and more resilient. Just like a broken bone becomes stronger than before once it heals, we can be stronger once we reach the other side.
A broken bone becomes stronger
once it's healed. Mm-hmm.
Once it's healed.
Mm-hmm.
It was stronger than before it broke?
Right.
Well, we should just break everybody's bones then.
Yeah, that'll work.
Why not?
Let's start with yours. Let's try that experiment and start with every single one of yours.
Candidate?
Well, I mean, if it's better for you.
It just won't break in that same place again once it heals and calcifies.
Okay, mm-hmm. Got it. Okay.
So we can be stronger once we reach the other side of a difficult life event.
So how many buffaloes did they use to check this out?
I don't know. There's a number listed, like 2,300 or something.
2,300 buffaloes?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So don't worry about being in difficult situations. Don't protect your kids because everybody needs a little
bit
of... How
did they study any of this, by the way?
I don't know. They were comparing their stress, comparing how they handled what they'd
been
through.
They're saying that no adversity is bad for you.
Right.
Who has
no adversity?
They must have found somebody.
Other than you two, who get to work with me all the time.
Yeah.
One of the calmest, most peaceful, nirvana-like states.
That is a good question because who...
You're right, that's how work is, but then family life with you... is much different.
Who lives with no adversity? I mean, you live under a rock?
I don't know who has no adversity.
I don't know.
Monks.
Tim the serial killer Ray out there has no adversity.
Maybe not.
I don't know. Tim, you have any adversity? Aside from working with us.
Every now and again.
What do you say?
Every now and again.
Oh, every now and again.
In-laws.
Everybody has adversity. I don't know where they're finding people who had none. How do you orchestrate your life so you have no adversity?
You have your own island.
I guess.
Well, we do know another analogy is resistance will make your muscles stronger.
Correct.
That's why I'm so incredibly strong.
You're huge.
Because everybody's resisting you all the time.
I got this one big muscle right here in the center of my
gut muscle.
The powerful gut muscle.
The ab.
The ab.
You got a real good set of abs there.
No, just ab.
It's an ab.
I got the one ab.
You got a real good ab. Okay.
He's the ab roller. When he rolls over and sits up, he works his ab.
I hate you both.
Yes, you do.
And I mean that in the nicest possible way. Mm-hmm. So anyway, bottom line, what doesn't kill you...
does make you stronger.
No, it says may.
May make
they're
you
even equivocal on that. May make you stronger. If it kills you, then we know we were wrong.
But how do you find the
Kind of a safe study. If you're dead,
yeah,
you can't get upset.
Right.
What are you going to do? Sue the guy? Because I died under stress, and they were wrong.
Yeah.
Because you'll be dead.
I wouldn't really hang your hat on this, but it was interesting.
The nice thing about being dead is you never get upset about stuff.
That's right.
You stay calm. People can ignore you. They can poke you with a stick all day long.
You don't care. You don't care.
You know. Yeah, it's important.
Well, it just so happens that your friend here is only mostly dead. There's a big difference between mostly dead and all dead.
I say we cancel the show and go watch The Princess Bride on Blu-ray.
I'm sure that's exactly what you feel like doing.
We should do it.
Okay, bye. Right. See you later.
Bye. Thanks for listening today. God bless you all.
Storming the castle.
I like The Princess Bride.
You're looking for another clip.
It's a lovely...
True love.
It's all about love.
True love.
Princess Buttercup.
I do need to watch it with you because I'm sure it would be much more hilarious than when I watch it by
myself. You
wouldn't
be laughing at the show, though. See, that's the problem.
You know who likes it? I'd laugh at you.
Exactly.
I know.
Timothy.
Tim likes it?
Yeah, he's a...
Princess Bride?
Yep, he's a Princess Bride.
I do like it. I'm sure that I would laugh much more with you there. Just because your laugh is so contagious.
You should be able to laugh at the movie just by itself, though.
Oh, but I do.
Because then it's artificial.
No, I do laugh at the movie itself.
It's not artificial.
You're just laughing at Mark.
No, I do laugh at the movie itself. We watched it not that long ago. And I did laugh at it. I did.
It makes me laugh uncontrollably.
What's your favorite part of the whole movie?
My favorite part?
Mm-hmm.
There's a shortage of perfect breasts in this world.
Okay, but now really, what's your favorite part?
There is no favorite part.
You
I
just like the
all.
Whole thing.
Oh, yeah. It's perfect from beginning to end.
Okay.
And I love the fact that the grandpa's reading this.
Yeah.
To the little boy. Yeah, and then they're bantering back and forth.
It's just fun.
It's great. I'm looking forward to seeing it in Blu-ray. It'll be blue.
I like the guy. What's his name?
Blue. What?
Oh, the Inigo Montoya.
Inigo
guy.
Montoya. Yeah. You killed my father. And prepare to die.
He's my favorite. I like
him. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
He's very funny.
Six-fingered man.
Six-fingered man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's great.
So
I love it. And what's his name? Who said the mostly dead?
Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal.
Yeah, he's
him
good.
And him and the old lady. That was his wife.
Get back, witch! Yeah.
It's hilarious.
He is hilarious.
I love that movie. Anyway. All right.
He is.
Cool. Well, let's take a break. And when we come back, we will begin tackling some emails, questions. I presume you have some.
Yes, I do.
Today. Cool. All right. So we'll be back right after this.
Finally, marriage advice that's direct, honest, and to the point. This is The Mark Gunger Show on MarkGunger.com. If you like listening to Mark Gunger on the radio, you'll love watching him live. Each week, Mark presents his Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar in cities across the country. This wildly entertaining and informative event is designed to bring hope and positive change to your marriage, improve your communication, help your spouse to better understand you and your needs.
Men's brains are very unique. Men's brains are made up of little boxes. And we have a box for everything. We've got a box for the car. We've got a box for the money. We've got a box for the job. We've got a box for you. We've got a box for the kids. We've got a box for your mother somewhere in the basement. We got.
Don't wait. Events are filling up fast. To view a schedule and register for an upcoming event, visit us today online at laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com. Now, available on DVD, Manly Man 2, Worth the Fight.
Oh, I'm so sick to death of this politically correct, don't shoot the animals, they might get their feelings hurt. This is Wisconsin, you don't even pretend to be animal rights activists around here. You guys are like, see the bunny, shoot it, eat it, make a hat.
Worth the Fight. In this DVD, we take on the mission to free men from the chains of political correctness and prevent our eventual wussification.
We wussified the poor child, and now we got self-esteem issues. Ooh, Johnny can't tie his shoe. Let's not make him learn. What if he's not as good as another kid and feels embarrassed? Let's put Velcro straps on children's shoes.
This funny and hard-hitting DVD empowers men to stand up and become the man that God sees in all of them. Order yours today at laughyourway.com.
So she said, what's the problem, baby? What's the problem? I don't know. Well, maybe I'm in love, love. Think about it every time I think about it. Can't stop thinking about it. How much longer will it take to cure this? Just to cure it, cause I can't ignore it. If it's love, love makes me wanna turn around.
Come on, come on, come on. You're listening to The Mark Unger Show, where we're encouraging you to come along as we take our bizarre journey into the world of love, marriage, and relationships. Who was that singing?
I have no idea.
You know what it reminded me of? That,
I just put it together.
That band, Tom Hanks did a movie about that imaginary band during the 60s.
What was that movie?
That thing you do. Yeah. What was the name of the band?
I don't know. I vaguely remember what you're even talking about.
I like that movie. I really like that movie.
I saw it, but
for some bizarre
really
reason.
Counting Crows.
Oh, yeah.
Counting Crows?
Yeah. Accidentally in Love.
That's the name of the band, Counting Crows?
Mm-hmm. Counting Crows.
Oh, we call it a band. What are we going to call our band? I don't know. Just call it Counting Crows. Yeah, it's a great idea.
That's kind of a weird name, isn't
kind
it?
Kind of a bizarre, anyway. Anyway, speaking of bizarre, you are listening to us on The Mark Unger Show. You have emails.
I do have emails.
Lady Burley.
Okay, this gentleman wrote in because he heard you answer another email, and I think he misunderstood something, and he's asking for clarification on one of your answers.
Someone who misunderstood me? Someone who does not believe
don't
I was crystal clear?
Don't press the button.
How do you know I was going to press?
Inconceivable!
You don't know I was going to press that.
Yeah, you were.
No, because if I had pressed it, it would have sounded like this.
Inconceivable!
But it didn't happen until I pressed it.
See, I could have filled it in for you. I knew what you were going to press.
You don't know what I was going to press. Mm-hmm. You did not know that.
Yeah, I did too.
You did not.
Anyhow, it's inconceivable.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Inconceivable that anybody could possibly misconstrue a word you say.
Who could possibly misunderstand what I'm saying?
Anyway, let me refresh your memory.
I don't even understand what I'm saying, for heaven's sakes.
The email he's referring to,
yes.
The gal was had a boyfriend. She had a job. He did not. She wanted to be a stay-at-home mom when they got married. Remember that one? And she was concerned, you know, I'm feeling hesitant about this. What should I do? And you told her that if it was that important, that she needed to move on and find somebody who could keep a job or get a job and all of that. Do you recall your advice?
I do recall it.
Okay, so this gentleman writes in, unrelated to either of the people in the email. He says, I like your show, and I just heard the one about a woman who is having troubles finding a man that makes good money. You said, which is not what you said, but he says, you said that women should pick a man that makes good money. Why would any pastor tell people to marry for money? Or am I just not understanding you clearly? I heard your story about you getting married at 18, and both you and the amazing redhead were both flat broke.
The amazing redhead.
My parents.
She is the amazing redhead.
Not just the redhead, the amazing redhead.
I like that.
My parents and many families that I know from my hometown got
that
married
broke.
That
can be her broke. Superpower.
What's that?
I'll be the human burrito, and she can be the amazing redhead.
There you go. It's a great dynamic duo.
So he knows a lot of people who are married broke. They're still broke, but they're very happy. So why should a woman or a man consider only to marry people who can make a lot of money? It's strange to see a lot of the wealthy people get married, divorced throughout their life. What is the best way to understand this financial side of marriage?
What is the best way to understand me is really the question.
I think he misunderstood your answer.
Because I don't even understand me. But this is all about something that everybody feels they need at some point in life. It just seems like when life has gone along very smooth and everything's all set, you realize that something's missing. I believe I need some cash. Come on!
goes on. Men who sing as high as women.
It is a cool song. I don't know what it's about.
It's very funky.
Hey, look, I did not say that women should just marry men with money. I didn't say that at all.
No, you didn't.
What I said is this lady, she says going in that her number one desire was to have the financial freedom to be able to stay home and have babies. Mm-hmm. And she was dating a guy or was in love with a guy or whatever the deal was to a guy who seemed pretty listless in his choice of careers and, you know, she saw the handwriting on the wall. Mm-hmm. With him, I'm going to have to work. Mm-hmm. What should I do? Well, if your main interest, if you're, one of the most important things to you is the ability to stay home, then marry some guy who has a mm-hmm. good, there's guys out there who can make good money and yes. have good careers and stuff like that. There's other guys that money, look, I married the amazing redhead. She didn't care about that. Mm-hmm. I didn't care about that. We were broke. It wasn't important to us. Now, if my wife, the amazing redhead's number one concern was, hey,
I need money.
I need money. Well, then she'd been foolish to marry me because then she'd just be miserable. Mm-hmm. You know. So, anyway.
You are not saying in general people need to marry for money. You are talking about that specific situation.
First of all, I'm not saying
anybody marries for that she's looking for and she knows that the guy isn't going to be that individual, then why go down that path and then be miserable later?
Absolutely. She wants to be a stay-at-home mom, mm-hmm. have a nice income so that she can do that.
Yes.
Why then would she marry some guy who has no money?
Right.
And no potential to do that.
And no potential. That's really the problem. Mm-hmm. I mean, she said, what can I say to him to motivate him? To even he doesn't even care. Mm-mm. He's one of these guys that he'll just get a job wherever he can get a job, whenever he can get a job, and it's not that big a deal. What does that mean? Means you're going to have to find a girl that's cool with that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they'll build a life together, and they can still have a great life. But she'd probably have to work, and so she's not going to be able to just walk into a situation, start having babies, and stay at home.
But I love him.
Yeah, but it's just a bad, bad deal for her. She's going to be very, very, very miserable.
Well, it's no different than marrying someone who doesn't want to have children when you want to have children. It's the same thing. Why would you do that? Thinking you can change his or her mind that, well, he said that he didn't want to have kids, but I thought he'd change his mind, and I really wanted to have kids, and then they're in hell down the road.
Yeah.
Kids, money, whatever the situation is, you don't want to marry someone who doesn't have the same perspective as you.
But it's not about money. I mean, again, my wife and I got married, no expectations of money. You know, I will say this, you know, because I'm not rich by any stretch of the imagination, rich compared to where we started out, I'll tell you
it's
that.
All but relative.
We do pretty well, and we're pretty blessed. We have a lot of great things, and it was actually kind of bugging me because my wife enjoys it. But it's not like it's a big deal to her, mm-hmm. which part of me was kind of getting irritated by that. You know, I'm thinking.
You want it to be a big deal.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking, you know how many women would be thrilled.
To have me?
To have the kind of income.
And stuff and things.
And stuff and things.
Going
and
places.
The traveling and the airplane and all this kind of stuff. I mean, you know, and it kind of started irritating. And then I felt like God said to me. Said, hey, Smarty Pants.
Is that what he calls you, Smarty Pants?
Mr. Smarty Pants. Here's a woman. Yeah, that's not real That was not real important to her. It was a good thing for you.
Mm-hmm. Good thing for you.
Because most of your life, you had nothing. Yeah. Isn't that weird?
And your butt would have been out on the curb.
I'm just saying. I mean, now you kind of, you know, I think, well, wow, she kind of oohed and ahed. And again, she enjoys it. Mm-hmm. She's blessed. We're all blessed and stuff like that. But, you know, it's just not a big zing for her. Which is great because it's never been about that for us, which has been good for me.
And it's
because the vast majority of my life, I gave her little to absolutely nothing.
So it got you 37 years.
Nice taste of poverty, you mm-hmm. know, but it never mattered to her. Mm-hmm. So that's
a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing. So, you know, all I'm saying is when you know going in, your number one concern, financial security, I want to stay home, have babies, I don't want to work, then you don't date a guy. Right. Mm-hmm. Who seems to be completely clueless. Right.
But you're not saying you marry for money. That's not
what
you're saying.
And I'm not even, you can even have a guy who has a good plan and you'll still be broke for a while. Mm-hmm. I mean, a guy could be a doctor by the time he finally finishes school and gets, I mean, it's going to take years, but at least you know you're headed
in the right direction.
Her concern was he seemed to be completely clueless about what he's doing mm-hmm. for his financial future. So then I say, dump his butt and move on.
That's right.
So.
You don't want to end up in a bad scenario.
So I am not saying you marry for money. I never said that. So there.
You didn't say that. That's why I knew you just needed to clarify his misunderstanding.
I have clarified.
Does this answer your question?
I believe it did.
All right.
I believe it
did. Wonderful.
Okay, next question is a flag page question. The lady sent her flag page along with her husband's flag page.
A flag page. For those of you listening to the Mark Gunger Show and have no idea what a flag page is, a flag page is an online assessment that couples can take that kind of is designed to show them who they are, what motivates them, what makes them tick, so they can more accurately communicate to the people around them who they are. So that's what we're talking about when we're talking about the flag page. It's a test you can do online. You can find it at flagpage.com. Mm-hmm. Anyway, your question.
Well, she has some praise for you to start off with, so I know you'll be very interested in that before we get to the actual question. I can't skip the praise.
Read it slowly.
My
savor every word.
Husband. My husband and I have been married for 18 years. We both love the Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar. He also loves your Manly Man DVDs.
All right.
And I also listen to your podcasts every day.
Ooh, bless your heart, darling.
I want to say thank you for the ministry you do. You have helped me to realize that even though I've wanted to walk away from my marriage on many occasions over the last 18 years, it would not be the right thing to do. I keep remembering something you said once. How can we one day in heaven face someone who was killed for their faith and still not love and still love their torturer, but we couldn't stay married and love our spouse?
Ooh, I said that?
Yep.
Wow.
That's pretty brilliant.
She says that rings in my head every time I consider leaving.
I don't remember saying that. Well, but it does make sense.
I remember you saying, maybe not word for word, but basically that was the gist of it.
Yeah, that whole point mm-hmm. is that here people have died mm-hmm. for their faith. Martyred, suffered mm-hmm. for Christ, suffered the loss of all things.
Yes.
Even their very lives, the lives of their children slaughtered yes. before their eyes and stayed true. But yet, we're going to stand next to people like this mm-hmm. who, and we're going to be able to say, gee, I couldn't stay married.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Or I couldn't forgive someone, or I couldn't this, or I couldn't that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, thanks for reminding us.
Okay.
Of that brilliant thought.
Oops. Okay, that's the praise. Sounds like we're heading to a break, so I'll get to her dilemma and question after the break.
I'm not paying attention.
Take us out. It's a good thing someone knows what's going on around here. It wouldn't be you.
Or me, apparently.
I had my headphones off for a while there. I couldn't hear the music going. All right, good. So we're getting ready to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to hear, is it a question, or she's going to take me to task on something?
No, she has questions about their flag page, how to help them.
Okay, good. All right. Well, I liked all the praise part. That's sure my favorite part. Send your praise to ilovemarkygunger.com. I should have a website like that.
I love Mark Gunger.
Ilovemarky.com.
Marky.
Marky. Mr. Marky Boo. Mm-hmm. Anyway. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this break on the Mark Gunger Show.
A day of Mark, not enough? Why not take him with you? Each of Mark's audio CD series are at least 4 hours of Bible teaching, laughing, and learning that you can listen to wherever you are, at work, in your car, or at home. Topics include men and women.
We live in a culture that's completely clueless and believes in all kinds of nonsense. You need to know something. The key to a successful marriage is not finding the right person. It's doing the right thing.
Family issues.
Men need to be involved with their children. Children need the challenge and the risk that men offer to them.
And even verse-by-verse Bible studies. All with Mark Gunger's humor and sometimes outrageous take on the subject at hand. To see all of the series available and order your copy today, log on to laughyourway.com or call 866-52-LAUGH. Order now at laughyourway.com.
Are you tired of wasting your time and money on marriage counseling that works temporarily but leaves you worse off than before? My name is Larry Bellotta, and I know what it's like to endure a miserable marriage because I've been there. I lived 27 years in a marriage made in hell, but in the 28th year I fell in love with my wife, and today we're continuously married, 34 years happier than ever. Over the years of working with couples, I found that one thing holds them back from the marriage they really want: resentment. It's true. If you don't feel good, you won't do good. How many people in miserable marriages can do something positive when they feel angry inside? And it's in struggling marriages that you miss that intimacy, that closeness and connection that you used to have. It's time you tried something that really works when counseling won't. And that something is called the Fulfilled Couple Program. You're going to learn how to eliminate your negative feelings in 60 seconds so you no longer have to get angry, no longer have to get critical of one another. And that's why this program has an 88% success rate. Go to fulfilledcouple.com/Mark to learn more. That's fulfilledcouple.com/Mark. And get ready to fall in love again.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me and I will write you a song. Come away with me.
It makes me want to go to sleep.
It's a beautiful song.
It's beautiful, but it makes me want to go to sleep.
Come away.
No, it does not.
Was that Norah Jones?
Norah Jones.
With their lives.
I have a friend who calls her Snora.
Well, and this song, I would say, yeah.
I think she's great.
It is great, but it's just very sleepy music.
Yes, very late.
Because you just had, it's just, you know, you're getting ready to probably fill your belly full of lunch after having breakfast.
Fill your belly.
Yeah.
You're going to
That's why you should drink caffeine.
Belly. Mm-hmm.
Caffeine.
All right.
Okay, so you got the praise from this woman. Now yes. Here comes the questions and dilemmas that she wants you to help her with.
All right.
She said, both my husband and I were physically abused by our fathers as children. Both our fathers were in the military and very hard men, so I think this has a lot of bearing on our relationship. We both have tried counseling over the years. We go up for prayer at church on a regular basis to ask God to help us in changing what we need to have a better marriage. We've watched your DVDs, read the 5 Love Languages, watched Fireproof, and many other things, but we still struggle a lot. We don't want a divorce, but I don't want to live another 18 years this way. Could you give us some specific insight into our flag pages? And she sent those to you. Mm-hmm. We've gone through the book, but are still unclear on what we need to do for each other. We seem to drive each other nuts. We love one another a lot, but when we argue, it gets really, really bad. We both get really upset at seemingly simple things. For example, if I forget to call him when I get to work in the morning or when I get into my car in the evenings, he says things like, "How can you forget to call me? I love you so much, and I get worried when you don't call me to let me know you're okay. You just don't care about how I feel. You just don't love me." When I try to explain, he just gets more angry, then I get angry and hang up. He'll call back and it drags on and on and on. He also questions everything I do as if I don't know what I'm doing. For example, I have flex work hours, so I don't have to be at work at a certain time. But he gets really upset because he thinks I'm late for work and that I'll get fired. I've tried explaining to him about the flex time, but he just doesn't get it. We always argue about stupid things. I get frustrated with him questioning me all the time, and he gets mad at me because I just don't do what he wants me to do. He always seems unhappy with me, and I haven't been any better either. I get angry when he doesn't do the things he says he's going to do because he doesn't work. He must be a stay-at-home husband. He's supposed to clean the house while I'm at work. He'll say, "I'm going to clean the house today," but when I get home, nothing seems to be done, so I get angry. It'll go on for days, and then on the weekends, he wants me to help him clean the house, but I've been working all week and really want to rest or do fun stuff, so I'll get mad, and eventually an argument will follow. Based on our flag pages, what are your suggestions for me to work on to help save our marriage? What things should he work on toward me based on my flag page?
Well, I can give you the short answer.
Mm-hmm.
Quit irritating the crap out of each other. I mean, if you know, I've always wondered about people who say we keep having the same argument and it's killing us.
If you know it's going to lead to an argument.
Well, then how about not having that conversation?
Up. That has nothing to do with their flag pages, by the
way. No, nothing to do with their flag pages, but she says he gets psycho crazy when I forget to call.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's a concept. How about you don't forget to call?
Set yourself an alarm reminder.
Know. That sounds kind of reasonable to me, doesn't it?
Or Absolutely. Be prepared to have him go psycho crazy every time you don't call.
I mean, if you know, as you've clearly articulated, that he's going to go nuts every time you don't call, mm-hmm. how can you possibly forget to call?
I don't know. I would like you to answer that question because when my husband was working, we had that argument. He would not call when he was going to be late for supper and I would go crazy and he would still not call. It's like, at some point, do you want me to just stop going crazy about this? Call me when you're going to be late for supper.
What does he say?
Oh, I just forgot.
I don't understand.
I don't understand either, but he'd get mad that I was crazy. Like I was just supposed to not be crazy. Well, he doesn't do that anymore because he's not working. But
people are crazy. Good grief.
They are.
Look.
We have. Have you ever had an issue that you've argued about more than once, Ross?
Absolutely, all the time.
And don't you learn at some point? You
know, shut up.
Yeah.
Well,
why not you would not hope. Go there?
Right. It's called choosing, you know, obedience over stupidity.
No, what I'm just saying. If you know, darling lady, you sweet lady, saying such nice things about us. If you know he's going to go psycho crazy, couldn't you don't go, why do you not call? Now, it doesn't answer, that might just be one example.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting how clearly she just articulates mm-hmm. the specific, repeated mm-hmm. battles that they have.
Yeah. Then just remember to call him.
Well, at some point. Quit having the battle. Stop mm-hmm. doing what you're doing to each other. What's the deal?
18 years, obviously he must need to know that she's okay.
I don't know. And first of all, I wish I could talk to your husband, because I'd beat the crap out of him. You mean to tell me, dude, you stay home all day long and the house is not clean? Dude, when your wife walks in, everything should be spotless. There should be scented candles lit as little cherubims are throwing rose petals on the floor before every step she takes around the house.
Preach it.
I mean, sir, either that or get off your butt and go get a job.
Right.
If you're not going to have a job, you mean to tell me you sit at home and do, what does he do all day?
She doesn't say that. He's just home. I don't know if he's unemployed, unemployable,
works
disabled,
from
works from home. I don't know. Just that he's supposed to be cleaning. And says, I'm going to clean today, and she comes
honestly,
home and it's not done.
Dude, and then you want to make her help you clean at the... you know, people like this. I'd love to talk to you two. Seriously, I kid you not. I'd love to have you explain, what the heck are you thinking? Why are you doing things intentionally to tick each other off? He intentionally refuses to clean the house. No one's going to make you mad.
Mm-hmm.
You intentionally don't call him, making him mad. I mean, it sounds like you guys have...
Very tit for tat.
Yeah, just control issues going here.
Can you see anything in the flag page indicate that?
Yeah. First of all, his number one country is control. Mm-hmm. So he wants to control. You know, he's self-sufficient. He's a perfectionist because by nature he loves to be perfect. That's in his flag. He loves things to be detailed and oriented. So he's going to drive you crazy, and you'll always view it as he's criticizing you.
And he has persistence, so he will be persistent
at driving you
crazy.
I'd like to know, with a guy wired like this, why is he unemployed?
That I don't know.
I don't understand that.
Because it seems like he should be employable.
Yeah. But specifically, let me get back. Those are all just general responses to what you're dealing with here. Her main issue is that these guys have buttons that they keep pushing. That drives them out of control, and they don't know how to turn off the buttons,
mm-hmm.
okay? We heard an ad coming out of the break for Larry Bilotta's program. Larry is the guy who created the flag page mm-hmm. called fulfilledcouple.com/Mark. Anyway, Larry's got a fabulous program. He's brilliant at helping people learn how to shut off mm-hmm. the buttons, how to stop letting the buttons control you. So my advice, and this is sincere, I want you guys to succeed. My advice is you call Larry and you get in his program. It'll cost you a few hundred dollars. He doesn't do it for free, but it's not that expensive and a heck of a lot cheaper than getting a divorce and a lot less painless than the misery you're in already.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness gracious, do some sessions with this guy. He can show you. He'll help you identify the buttons, because I don't know what they are,
mm-hmm.
and what they're connected to. And once you've done, and maybe you guys already know what those are. If so, your session will go all that much faster with him. But once it's identified, he shows you how to control that,
mm-hmm.
how to stop having the reactions. For those of you, first of all, to people like ourselves who listen to people like you who constantly are reacting to buttons that control their lives, I think why do you keep going there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, everybody, you know, I'm aware of my strengths and weaknesses, very much so. You know,
right.
I love to brag on my strengths and avoid my weaknesses,
mm-hmm.
though they
does.
May be many. I know what they are. I don't even try to fix my weaknesses mm-hmm. anymore. I just leave that up to God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I quit going back and revisiting my weak. I know what I'm no good at.
You know what sets you off.
Painfully so. Mm-hmm. So I avoid it. Why would I keep revisiting an area that creates failure in me? If I know my wife and I keep arguing over the mm-hmm. same thing,
mm-hmm.
what insanity would drive me to keep doing it over and over and over again.
It's insanity.
So from my viewpoint, I look at you two and you guys know exactly what it is. You're ticking each other off and you won't stop. He won't stop. You won't stop.
Respect issue?
I mean, it's just, I don't know what it is, but anyway, they've got button issues. That's mm-hmm. the main issue. Everything else, I'd like to take you both and drag you over to the nearest toilet and give you a swirly, for heaven's sakes. And stop it. Goodness gracious, girl, call the man.
Call him.
She just doesn't want to call him.
Oh, call him, yeah.
She just doesn't want to call him.
She doesn't want to be told what to do.
Yeah, she just, you know, get over it. None of us want to be told what to do.
I'm not going to do this because you told me to do it, because you want it. That's the way that people are, and they just get into this ultimate showdown.
Look, when you say I do, you just sign up for it. Someone gets to tell me what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's independent. No one can tell me what to do.
You're trying to control me.
Well, just who cares? Relax. Mm-hmm. It's not like he's asking to crawl on your knees on broken glass and bleed profusely. He's saying, can you call me? If you know, what is it with you people? You know your spouse is asking you to do one thing or not to do one thing.
Do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? Because you can be right.
I had to yell at your husband one time. He's listening to the show.
He usually does listen.
One thing that he was doing that would just send you off.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Adrian, stop it. Why would you do it? It doesn't matter if it's reasonable or unreasonable. All you need to know
is it makes her psycho. Stop it.
When you do it, it makes her crazy. So just don't do it. I mean, we've all learned.
Mm-hmm.
I have buttons. I've learned. Don't push that button again.
You won't like it.
You know what I mean? It's like when you're a little kid and you reach over and you see that real shiny, bright red thing on top of a stove.
Yep.
And you think, ooh, pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And you touch it. And holy cow, mm-hmm. let's not do that again.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying.
You don't get
saying.
Up the next day and reach up and grab it again.
No.
And you don't reach over and grab it and 5 weeks later grab it again. Or maybe it'll feel different. No, it's hot.
Yeah.
So why do people keep doing this?
I don't know.
Explain
well, they do
to
it because
me.
They do it to each other and one does it because the other person keeps doing it to them. It's very tit for tat.
What if it's not, though? What if it's one person that's just forever pushing that button?
Well, then they're
What's
not
their deal?
Choosing to grow up, and I'm serious.
I'm telling you, they want to be right rather than be happy.
Because
some people are
selfish.
So hell-bent
they're
on
selfish.
Being right.
It's more about them.
My way, it's I have to have what I want, the way I want it. And it doesn't matter. World War III can ensue.
But, I mean, it can be applied both ways. Your husband could say, that's your issue.
Mm-hmm.
You want it the way you want it, hell-bent. And if I should be able to do whatever you want, it's going to say. But why chase that? I mean, when you can clearly identify,
right.
Look, just who cares? See,
who cares?
You guys are wondering why. I think, who cares why?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
She's saying it's because we were both abused. I don't know. Maybe it was or maybe it doesn't. Part of me thinks, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Who cares why?
Just stop it.
All I know is if I touch this button, things explode.
Mm-hmm. Don't touch the button.
I do it once and things blow up. Whoops.
Well, someone's got to be the responsible one to make that
moron.
Decision, though.
Three times, I'm suicidal.
Yeah.
I mean, at some point, you stop intentionally pushing the buttons. But anyway, they seem to be out of control,
mm-hmm.
and what would be reasonable for most people seems to be unreasonable for them. So that's not their fault. I mean, there might be some real issues. All I'm saying to you, what is your fault, you guys, is if you don't go right away to fulfilledcouple.com/Mark, and get Larry involved in helping you shut off those buttons, then it's your fault.
Yeah. And they probably won't make it another 18 years.
No, not if they keep doing this.
Mm-mm.
You can't shut off the buttons. You can make a phone call. You can send an email.
Mm-hmm.
Do it right away. And any other couple out there who's listening, you got the same problem. You guys got the same issues. The same buttons keep going off and off and off. And you can't, even though it seems reasonable, like what we're talking about, and here's the thing, they know it. It's
mm-hmm.
like intellectually they know. They can identify.
Yeah.
This happens when this happens.
I mean, sometimes you stumble into these things.
Yeah, but some they just keep doing it over and over again. It's like it's insanity.
Why do
you do it? If you know you're on an insane cycle, number one, admit what you're doing is insane. Number two, admit you can't stop. Say, I'll hand that to her.
Mm-hmm.
She says, we got button issues. We can't.
Mm-hmm.
Then get help.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't known what to do? Get help. The rest of you, you know you're doing things to each other. You know when you don't do when you do the one thing. There's so many different scenarios. Like this, like one guy, his wife will go crazy if he talks to a certain woman. at work
Why
or something like that.
Why would you keep talking to her?
Okay? It's not all women. It's the one mm-hmm. woman. It's just something about her the wife doesn't mm-hmm. like, doesn't trust. So what does the idiot do? He keeps talking to the mm-hmm. same woman. Mm-hmm. I mean, how dumb can you be? Mm-hmm.
And I mean, have
at some
a
point,
bunch
stupid is
why.
A stupid does. Stop it.
Yeah. It's like saying, I don't want you to be friends or hang out with this one guy because yeah. he's not a good influence to you. You can have every other man friend under the sun, but stay away from him. Go to lunch with somebody else. But he doesn't want to. He wants to do what he wants to do, and you're going to get mad about it every time?
And what's the win? Yeah. So everybody gets mad. Yeah. They're all yelling. Their sex life probably goes to the yeah. toilet. There's all this tension and misery.
Because you can't tell me what to do.
They're all going to die an early death because they're all constantly... What thinking is there that keeps taking people back to that same place and having the same argument? And again, why is it there? I say, who cares why it's there?
Right.
If it's connected to an issue, I don't care.
Just stop.
Just stop. Apparently, some people can't. If you're in a situation like that where you cannot stop what is the obvious stupidity you're doing to each other, you get to a computer, www.fulfilledcouple.com/Mark. You sign up for Mr. Bellotta's program. He will help you identify the buttons, what they're connected to, and most importantly, how to shut them off.
He's very good at it.
So you don't have the reaction stuff mm-hmm. anymore. Okay, so that's my advice to you. And anyway, I appreciate you writing in. We're going to take a break and come back for the final segment right after this.
Mark Gunger's sold-out women's conference is now available on DVD.
Here's the question of the evening. Why would a man like myself be concerned about helping women become strong, confident women? Because I'm concerned about marriages. Families, churches. Ultimately, I'm concerned about men. You're here tonight because I'm concerned about men. Why would I be concerned about men? Because I do not believe that we will be able to unlock the spiritual potential in men as long as we have women who enable those men to act very badly.
Order your Butt-Kicking Women's Conference DVD with over 6 hours of life-changing speakers. Available at laughyourway.com. If you like listening to Mark Gunger on the radio, you'll love watching him live. Each week, Mark presents his Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar in cities across the country. This wildly entertaining and informative event is designed to bring hope and positive change to your marriage, improve your communication, help your spouse to better understand you and your needs.
Now, when a woman is stressed out, she has to talk about it. If she doesn't talk about it, her brain will literally explode.
Don't wait. Events are filling up fast. To view a schedule and register for an upcoming event, visit us today online at laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me.
Who is this?
Ella.
Ella Fitzgerald.
And kiss me.
Miss Ella. You are listening to The Mark Gunger Show. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me when I go off the air today.
Very sleepy music here on this
dream
show.
A little dream.
It's not sleepy music at all.
Maybe I'm just sleepy.
I think so. Fading, there he is. Listen,
Louis.
The great Satchem Moe. That puts you to sleep. There's something
still
wrong with your sleep.
Craving your kiss.
How you crave my kiss.
Think it, listen.
I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear.
Sing it, Satchem Moe. Sing it.
Just saying this.
Give me a little kiss, sweet dreams, till sunbeams find you.
All right, enough of this.
Enough of that.
All right, on to our next.
Interesting little story here. Yes. Deafness can lead to divorce. Actual deafness, not just that you choose not to hear. Deafness can lead to heated arguments between couples and even marital breakdown, according to a survey about the social consequences of hearing loss.
This is interesting because I actually had to do a session at one point in time with an individual who was hearing impaired, and there are great, great issues that are presented and very sometimes personal ones too, because of their hearing impairment. They feel that they are losing out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the issues that arise between the husband and wife is just crazy.
Well, and they're talking about like over time.
Yes.
As you get older, and how people don't either recognize it or they don't want to recognize it. And so they won't deal with it. And they feel bad, and the spouse feels like you're just not listening. You're being a jerk, when really a lot of it has to do with the hearing.
So, you're not saying the person who is, this is apparently a state that they grow into, they
right.
lose their hearing.
Yes. Well, I can imagine what you're saying, but this is more, I think, people who have grown into it and are living in the denial, because it can be a real shock for many people in their middle age who begin to experience hearing loss, as they do not like the idea of wearing a hearing aid, which has a real stigma associated with disabled and old people. Instead, they battle on in denial, trying to cope as best they can. But it causes a lot of arguments and disagreements and problems within the family. The survey found that 1 in 5 of the 9 million people estimated to suffer from some form of deafness has lied about it to friends and family. 2/3 also admitted to bluffing their way through conversations, while 1/2 said they had become depressed and isolated. So it actually is not, I mean, it's a joke about getting old, but it actually can cause and have great ramifications, cause problems.
I didn't hear a thing you just said. Could you repeat
sure
that?
You didn't.
I didn't hear you. Did you say? Were you talking
yeah,
house?
Yeah, I know you're not.
I can hear. Could you hear? I can hear.
I don't know what she's talking about. It.
That frequency is.
Here's the thing that caught me. The second line of the story. But the deaf person's reluctance to recognize their condition and do anything about it is a major source of stress.
Yes,
indeed. And then we're back again to what we were just talking about. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Why people, they can identify the problem, but they won't.
They won't do anything about it.
Anything about it. Because they're still trying to make a point about whatever.
At the bottom,
don't tell me what to do.
Yep.
I don't want you to control me. I don't want this. I don't want that. It's like, oh, golly. I think people just have a high tolerance for pain and misery.
I don't know. The end of the story says, incredibly, it can take up to 15 years for some people with hearing loss to get the help they need. A sad fact when you consider the impact hearing loss has on family and work life. So for 15 years, they won't go and get the help. They must have an incredibly high tolerance for pain.
Yeah. And the other side, particularly on this issue, is how mean can you be? I know women who are brutal to their husbands.
Because they can't hear?
Yeah. And they ridicule them. And they mock them, and they emasculate them.
Well, you
them.
Can't help it, but you need to go get help.
I know, but, I mean, at some point, somebody has to take responsibility and mm-hmm. quit being an ass,
mm-hmm.
for heaven's sakes.
Yeah.
You know, the one person he's having a hard time hearing, come on, go get some help. No, I don't want to get them out. And then the other one just constantly ragging on him and sticking it to him. And
be nice.
Just be nice. What is the matter with people?
I don't know.
Then they wonder why the marriage stinks. Well, because you're a jerk. That's mm-hmm. why it stinks. And your husband's a jerk. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
Quit being jerks to each other. What is it with this?
I'm telling you.
Well, I want such and such. Okay, well, I want $1 million today. You know, I'm not going to get it, I don't think. It
comes down to, you know, their happiness. Well, I just want to be happy. I'm not happy. And how much is how important is happiness, though?
At some point, and then
if you're stubborn and just want to be right, you're not going to be happy. So get over it. Seriously.
Look, I think I'm right about everything.
Of course you do.
I'm serious.
Don't we all?
That's the whole point, right? Yes. Everybody thinks what mm-hmm. they think is right.
Indeed.
I think I'm absolutely right about every single argument, every debate we ever have in my marriage. You know what? I got to let it go.
That's where my
if you
want to
have peace and happiness.
Well, if I want peace, what's the point?
Yes.
At some point, you have to let it go.
I can stay miserable. I'm telling you, I have been at the crossroad of nirvana and misery dozens of times in my life, in my marriage. Mm-hmm. And every once in a while, I'll still come to the crossroad again. And I'm thinking, if I was like most of the people that I know, or the people that struggle with marriages, not that I know because they email me and stuff like that, I could go right down the same toilet they go to.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I choose a different path.
Right.
And I choose not to be miserable because I'm a wuss. I'm the biggest girly man I know. I hate being miserable. Mm-hmm. I hate being unhappy. I hate tension. I hate conflict. Why? Because it makes me crazy. I don't want that. Mm-hmm. So I have to die to myself. There's a Christian concept.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Maybe I say, you know what? I'm not going to get what I want in this situation. Get over it. Mm-hmm. Get over it. Do I want it? Yes. Am I right? Of course. I'm always right.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's always right.
But do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? That's what I keep asking.
Yeah. Do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? Now, sometimes the issue is so big, you can't. Okay, that's when you got to wrestle it out.
Most of the time, it's not, though.
Yeah, but sometimes it is. I will say, sometimes an issue gets so big, then the next step is get some other input. Mm-hmm. Get another couple involved. Get someone else that is not so emotionally tied to what you guys are wrestling over.
Mm-hmm.
Run it by them. Say, what do you think about this? Yeah. We're fighting about this. You can do it either as a couple. Actually, the step you can do is take it to someone else before you do it as a couple.
Because somebody could tell you just straight up, knock it off.
Yeah, Gunger, you're a moron.
Yep.
Oh, really? Gee, I was hoping that wasn't the case because I thought it was right. And then all of a sudden the light goes on and then you back off.
Right.
Or if that doesn't help, then the two of you have to go to somebody mm-hmm. together.
Yep.
It doesn't have to be a counselor. It doesn't have to be your pastor. You don't
just
have to go spend a bunch
light.
Of money. Just someone else who's not tied into this mm-hmm. because most people...
Hopefully they're married.
Yeah. No, go to another couple.
Yeah,
most people, exactly. If it's not your art, you know, I'm brilliant at dealing with other people's problems.
Sure.
Oh, I know.
As soon as people talk to me about their problem, I see it. I think most, you know what? Most people listening to the show, the minute we read an email, I argue, I dare say 90% of the people listening to our show immediately know what the answer is.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because it's someone else's problem. You can see someone
you're
else's problem.
You're too close
very
to it. You don't
the
see
problem
it.
Is you're so get off the island, as I've said a million times.
That's right.
Get in a situation where you can get some other people commenting to give you some advice. Break the cycle of crazy in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And if that doesn't work, then you go get some professional counseling and stuff like that. So anyway, there you have it. Try and be nice and do something about it. This I'll tell you that line. They don't want to do anything about it. They'll fight it out
mm-hmm.
till death do us part. They're trying to hurry the death do us part as quickly as they possibly can.
I think so.
All right. Until tomorrow, death do us part. See you tomorrow. Whatever that means. I don't know. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Have fun storming the castle.